Hey, it's Nicole.
I'm C.
And I'm Paula. And welcome to
the Ocean Deep Podcast.
Hey guys!
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
It's not been a while.
It has not been a while.
Well, for us, we recorded last week, so that's
awesome. Yeah, we're recording again, so... this is our third episode of our four-part series on the types of love. So for our first episode, we did Eros type of love, and then we did Storge, where we had our guest speaker. And then today we're doing Philia, which is that close friendship or brotherly type of love. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. So, just an FYI, we did touch on friendships in our second episode, and that is friendships that sail. So, we talked about three types of friendships, which is utility, pleasure, and virtue. So, if you haven't listened to that yet, go listen to it. It was a pretty good conversation, I think, mm-hmm. too. Like, yeah. I learned from, you know, what we talked about. Got me to reflect on the relationships that I had in my life, mm-hmm. And like seeing where, you know, friendships that I see need like more work, or, you know, like friendships that I don't see like going, you know, any deeper than it already is, just mm-hmm. because of, mm-hmm. you know, like connection wise, or, you know, there's just those types of people where, it's easier to like connect with them and like you see yourself grow with them, mm-hmm. Compared to others, and I mean, just like in our world, like that's how you mm-hmm. grow. Yeah. Like
sometimes it's convenience, right? And then sometimes yeah. it's like, no, I really value this, and I want
mm-hmm. yeah
I want to grow with you
type of person. Yeah. Yeah. In this episode, where we're talking about Philia, it connects more with the virtuous types of friendships mm-hmm. that we talk about in our second episode. Mm-hmm. So we're going to dive deeper into what virtuous friendships are. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Mm-hmm. So now our anchor verse?
Yeah. So our anchor verse for this episode is from Sirach chapter 6, verse 14. Faithful friends are a sturdy shelter. Whoever finds one has found a treasure.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that definitely, like, puts faithful friendships at such a high,
like,
platform.
Yeah.
Because it's compared to a sturdy shelter and treasure, which are very special.
Like, special. And, like, sturdy shelter, it's, like, the foundation of it, it's strong, mm-hmm. it's
mm-hmm.
if adversity comes, or, you know, like any troublesome situation, like, you know that you're gonna remain friends even after.
Yeah.
And it's not gonna break you, it's just gonna make you stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so funny. When I read this verse, the first thing I think of is a roof, like shelter, like a sturdy shelter. I don't, for some reason, I don't think of, like, that's a good point though, like you said, Nicole, like, starts with a strong foundation.
Right.
But for some reason, I just see shelter as someone that, like, is always there to protect you, or you protect as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's like a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keeps you from harm's way, and only keeps you safe, and keeps you, like, in a good spot.
Right.
Doesn't bring you away from God or outside of the shelter where you can get hurt.
Yeah. I don't know why that reminds me of the Three Little Pigs. You know, like, the, what was their fur? The first home?
Yeah,
was
this, and then
the sticks, or was it straw?
Straw,
and then sticks, and then bricks. And then when the wolf, like, blew, like, on each one,
yeah.
like, the straw and the sticks, they toppled over, they weren't sturdy, it didn't last. And when you think about how you build, like, a straw house, like, it doesn't take that much time to build, right?
It's
quick and easy. But, like, with bricks, you know, like bricks are heavy, you need to put the cement, you know, mm-hmm. stick them on. Like there's a lot of work and effort that is put into that mm-hmm. that shelter, that home. Mm-hmm. So then you can compare that to what Faithful Friends are like. Mm-hmm. You know, like it takes That's time. It makes you stronger, even though it is hard, you know, mm-hmm. to put the bricks, you know, like on top of each other, whatever. It's even though you like go through like adversity or like when you struggle a little bit, like knowing mm-hmm. that you got through that, like it just makes you stronger in the end.
You worked for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You guys fleshed out a lot.
I know.
I'm just like,
so actually though.
What stood out to me was the word faithful.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. not just any friends, it's faithful friends.
Yeah.
And in terms of like not just loyal friends that will remain, but faithful as in with the faith, like living out the faith.
Yeah.
That's how I saw that. That verse.
Actually, you know what? When you connect the faithful part with the sturdy, it's like God makes a relationship sturdy.
Yeah.
If there's love in a friendship, it makes it strong and sturdy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aww.
Oh,
and that's just
half
guys.
Of our verse. That's not even the whole verse.
Guys,
14.
We really be breaking this down. English 101.
Yeah.
with C, Nicole, and Paul.
Wow. Okay, the second half. Whoever finds one has found the treasure.
I like that it says finds one.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's not just, a person doesn't just fall from the sky.
Yeah. It's not like family where you're just born into
into it. Exactly,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You,
it's like,
you
it's like
to
a
go
discovery.
Out there. Yeah, you just go out there.
Yeah.
Friends.
You make a connection and it's
mm-hmm.
like, whoa.
Yeah. You don't just discover people
wow.
too, but like along the way you discover yourself and
mm-hmm.
kind of figure out what kind of friends you want to find that would become treasures, you
mm-hmm.
know?
But I think that makes it like all worth it too, because when you find, you know, that friendship that is, you know, like worth like having for a lifetime, like you really do treasure it, because I mean it's, you would think that treasures are hard to find,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like me, with my personality, you know, finding a person who, well, not exactly is like me, but gets the same things I do.
Mm.
Like there's, I don't know.
The compatibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's key.
Like having that compatibility, it just, it kind of gives you a peace,
mm.
you know? It's like, it's like, oh, you know, your favorite color is purple too. Oh my God. You know, but not like
that.
That.
Yeah,
not
that
shallow.
Not that shallow.
But,
yeah,
kind of the
makes
same
sense.
Idea.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and it is like a treasure because like treasure is hard to find, and sometimes faithful friends
mm-hmm.
are hard
yeah.
to find,
mm-hmm.
especially in this day and age, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, treasure also meaning that you value it more.
Mm-hmm.
You want to protect it. You want to
like nurture.
Nurture.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of friendships do you guys think are like treasure? Like, what kind of friendships are good friendships that you can compare to a sturdy shelter?
I think, like, for me personally, if I was going through, like, a tough situation and my thoughts, they're kind of chaotic, like, I can't, like, think straight, but going to that friend who can, like, help you get that clarity, like, I think that would be like a sturdy friendship where, you know, you don't feel judged, you don't feel like, you feel like if you're vulnerable with this person, they'll still like love and accept you for who you are. It doesn't matter like what you've done, like they'll still be there for you. They'll still want you in their life.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really nice feeling, knowing that you won't be judged.
Yeah.
It's. I feel like it's such a rare feeling nowadays to find, like, because, you know, not just social media, but just in general, like, I if you're a person with, you know, who feels anxious a lot of the time, a thought that's in your head, or sometimes a thought that's in just my head is like, gosh, what do they think of me? What are they you know, are they still going to talk to me from now on? Like, or do they see me differently now? It's like, there's always these thoughts running through my head that's like, that doesn't make me feel like, it doesn't make me feel safe, right? It doesn't feel like a safe space. Whereas when you find those friends, those faithful friends that are like treasures, you feel so safe just literally being yourself.
Yeah.
Like just opening up about things and not having to worry about, you know, you're gonna see me differently now, they're, you know, they're not gonna wanna hang out with me after this type of thing.
I think that's a good test of friendship.
Yeah.
Like when you say something to them, like, are they judging you? Are they gonna leave?
Yeah.
Will they abandon you in this, or will they actually like try and help you and or find someone who can? Right?
And just accept you for what you've done or whatever it is that you opened up to them about.
That they'll stick with you and help you get through it. Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's hard when you're in a group of friends, like let's say like there's like a few of those like in your friend circle who like do gossip and stuff. You would think that, you know, like they're talking bad about this person, but then you think to yourself, have they done that to me?
Yeah. You can't help but question that.
I feel like I sometimes feel that with some groups I think that I am a part of, like sometimes I have that at the back of my head where if this is happening with like in my friend circle, then, you know, behind the scenes, like I don't know what's been said about me. I don't know what, you know, they truly think about me. If they're saying these bad things about someone, it's like, okay, well, you know, the trust, it's like, not that it's not there, but it's, you kind of question the friendship a little
bit. Because, like, if it's that easy to talk about this person behind their back, how easy would it be to talk about me behind my back?
Yeah.
So I kind of, like, avoid, like, bigger groups now. I notice it's a lot of my friends now, it's always a group of three.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So, like, we're one of the groups.
So, like, there's three of us, and then I have another, like, these two really close friends from work, there's three of us, and then another group. It's basically just these three.
Actually, yeah, that's how you say that. Yeah, now I see it.
Right?
Yeah.
That
I also have a three.
Also just
that's
three.
Interesting.
Right? I don't know what it is. I think it's just, it's safer because there's enough people that you can connect with, but, like, less people that you're worried about talking behind your back, you know, and, like, less, like, murmurs going around because it's just the three of you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't know why. I just realized
that. I guess
when
you do think about shows, though, like, it is, like, That's Raven is...
three.
Raven, Chelsea, and Eddie, three of them.
Yeah.
And then, like, for Hannah Montana, there's her. Wait, what's
Oliver.
Her?
Lily.
Oliver, Lily.
Lily.
Wait, what's
Miley.
Her? Is Miley her...
Yeah, her name
her
in the
actual,
show.
Oh, it's her actual real name.
Yes, her
is
real
it, right?
name and her name in
name,
the show.
Okay.
Yeah, but in the show, she's Miley Stewart.
Right! There it is, Miley Stewart.
It's weird. And, like, I guess there's more, like, diversity, too, that, like... Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird realization. I just thought
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah.
But then God too, right?
Yeah.
Three in one.
Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
True.
That's true.
Funny. That's so funny.
Huh.
What a weird connection. Okay. But there's another group-ish pair. That's just two of them, and they work really well together. SpongeBob and Patrick.
They're
so funny.
They're so goofy and they just like...
They are.
They have such a simple joy, right? Like,
yeah.
Very...
And I don't say like shallow, that it's like meaningless. But they're able to find meaning in the smallest of things.
There
That's
you
true.
Go. Yeah.
You guys don't know, SpongeBob and Patrick are from SpongeBob SquarePants. It's a show.
Thank you for clarifying.
So SpongeBob is a sponge, and Patrick is a star. Starfish.
Yes.
And they live in the ocean.
Bikini Bottom. They live in Bikini Bottom.
And SpongeBob lives in a pineapple.
Under the sea.
Under the sea. Still don't know why.
Yeah.
And how.
So
and
random.
Then Patrick lives under...
Like, is it a rock?
A rock?
Like, or is it half like, a rock? What is it?
Like, half the... Or is it half of a coconut?
Is it a coconut?
What? Is it? I don't know. I don't know if that's what I thought it was. Oh yeah, it is. Is it flat or was it round?
Guys, DM us.
It's round, but the bottom part is like, it's not hollow.
So it is a rock.
But it's like a perfectly round rock. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I forget.
I didn't write the show.
I dare you to stop this right now and DM us the answer.
Yeah, if you know what Patrick lives under or lives in, whatever. Because it just lifts up, right? There's no, he doesn't have a door. It just lifts up and there's his, like, house. He's very minimal.
Yeah, he's a minimalist.
So I don't know where this is going anymore.
Goals.
Living under a rock, minimal lifestyle. Yeah.
But yeah, they just look really, they're so compatible. They jump on each other's ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are fun.
They support each other. They trust each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They depend on each other.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if SpongeBob moved, Patrick would just be like, where are you going? I'm coming.
Yeah, yeah, there's like no question
it's
about
like,
it.
It's like, where are we going?
Yeah,
where are we moving?
Exactly.
Yeah. They don't, when one has an idea, the other one doesn't question it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're just like, oh, you have an idea.
I trust that your idea is good.
Mm-hmm. And I trust that your ideas are good for you and good for me. I'll go follow through.
Wow.
I'll go do it with you, you know. Mm-hmm. That is
That's what you say
level of trust.
Yeah.
No, yeah, yeah. That's so admirable that you can just, you know,
right?
have that kind of friendship of like, I'm not even gonna question you.
Yeah.
I know you.
Yeah.
And that's enough for me.
Yeah. Right? Oh my gosh.
True. It's like your relationship with God. It's like you don't know all the details, but you trust him. So you're like, okay, Lord.
Well,
do it anyway.
Okay. Like sometimes though, for me, even I still question God.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
That's right.
So like the trust that Patrick and SpongeBob
have
towards each other.
Goals.
That's seriously.
Yeah, legit.
Goals. Relationship. Like,
yeah.
Like friendship goals.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they literally don't question each other.
No. And they know that, like, SpongeBob knows that Patrick has the best intentions for him and, like, vice versa.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's so pure.
Mm-hmm.
Very wholesome.
And, like, we wouldn't have thought of that when you, I mean, when I was a kid, like, obviously, like, I would have thought that deep into it.
Exactly.
They're just a sponge and a star doing silly things together.
Yeah.
And they laugh all the time.
Yeah.
But then even when you're a kid, you're like, you enjoy seeing these two individuals do everything together, and it's like, oh, I want a best friend.
Yeah, like it makes you want someone that can do, you can do that with.
Yeah.
Who gets you.
Yeah.
Just like that. SpongeBob and Patrick are like our inspiration for tonight.
Yeah. Because they treasure each other. They have that friendship that is sturdy.
Yeah. They're each other's sturdy shelters. They're each other's treasures.
Mm-hmm.
They're so faithful to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? When one is sad, the other one does what they'll do what they can to cheer the other one up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they live near each other. They laugh together.
They love each other. I don't know how they found each other, though.
Yeah, we never really...
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I was trying to look it up earlier, and it just says that they just... Ever since the show started, they were just best friends.
Mm.
They never really, I don't think there's a story.
The writer, you said the writer just made them.
Yeah, the writer just wrote them to be best friends from the beginning.
We will never know.
Yeah.
We'll use our imagination.
I love it. I love the references. Oh, that's so
funny. I was for friends who do stuff together. You is for you and me. And is for anywhere. Anytime at all. Down here in the big blue.
Or deep blue sea.
Ocean deep.
Ocean deep. Down here in the ocean. That's so funny. The connections. The references.
Oh my gosh.
Are we SpongeBob and Patrick?
One of us
was
a Squidward.
Yeah, it was Squidward.
Like the grumpy one. I don't think anyone of us is like grumpy.
I don't think so.
He's a Squidward.
He's just so done with us. So, by the way, just a little backstory, Bryce. My husband has been helping us with all the recording, like
Shout
the
out.
Camera, the
Shout
mic, the
Bryce.
Lighting, and all of that stuff. So, he's kind of just done with us at this point. That yeah, he would kind of fit in as completely weird.
So for the two of them, we don't really know how they chose to be with each other, right? Mm. But would you say that friendships are chosen? You didn't really... Because I feel like, let's say, like, two best friends had a child at the same time, right? And then their kids grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just started hanging out, right? As kids do. Mm-hmm. And then they just became friends. Is that a choice?
I feel like it still is.
So. Yeah.
Because even as kids, you know, we're, as humans, we're born with the ability to judge things around us, people, our environment, for our safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even if, like, let's say we all had kids at the same time and we had play dates all the time with each other, our kids could still, like, not be friends if they don't vibe. You know what
that's
I mean?
True.
They're like watching. I'm like, I don't vibe with you.
How do we help them vibe?
Yeah.
Because I want them to vibe.
Yeah, I want them to vibe. I think adults can do all that they can, but at the end of the day, you know, if kids just don't get along,
they just don't. Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah. You can't. I
can't force it.
Yeah. You can't force it.
No.
It's one of those things that you just.
Yeah.
It has to happen naturally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to. Yeah, that's what I think, like, for any age,
yeah,
a child or an adult, you choose your friends.
Mm. Yeah, isn't there a quote on that like, friends, they're the family that you choose.
Yeah,
something like that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like they're your second family, second shelter.
Yeah. As we talked about in our last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of it, like. Finding someone that you can relate to, that you have a connection with, you know, like finding that friend who you'll treasure. There's just something about it. It's like, oh, I found this person. Like there's something so special about, like, you yourself finding them, them finding you. It just feels like that meant to be sort of moment where, you know, like when your paths cross, it's like, you're always meant to be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Aww.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. I definitely had that, like, moment where it was like, where have you been?
Yeah, where have you been all my life?
Yeah.
Why are you showing up?
Have I had you guys in high school? Oh,
you guys are, like, a little late.
I know.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
I know.
Bro.
It would have been such a different experience. Like,
yeah.
I would have loved it.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, yeah, God's timing is everything. I think it was, like, the perfect time, too, like, especially with, like, the pandemic, you know, how our friendship formed. It wasn't through, like, a normal, like, you meet,
you, like, hang out
person. I think those are the types of friendships that you don't have to meet in person to continue being friends with them, like, even with the distance. I guess we were kind of like LDR, whatever.
LDR. For a few months,
our friendship was, it was just online. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of, well, I mean, we live in the same city, but, like, in a sense, because of COVID, it was like
we were in
LDR.
Yeah, I definitely, I think if we had met earlier in high school, I definitely wasn't ready for deep friendships.
Yeah, because even, like, with us, even though we did go to high school together,
I
feel like me and Paula, like, I feel like I needed to, like, grow, and then Paula needed to grow, like, we needed to grow on our own before we came together, and then now, you know, growing together.
It's like any relationship, though, right? Like, again, God's timing. He knows when you're ready for this person to enter your life. And then
that's so true.
When you are, he's like, all right, there you go.
Make a podcast.
Be friends.
I know.
Be friends.
I take it back, guys. I take it back. I don't have those thoughts.
Let's retract.
Delete.
No, but it's good to reflect about, though. I don't think it's bad to think, like, oh, what if we did meet before?
No.
But then it just makes you, like,
we weren't ready for each other.
Yeah, it just makes you realize, you know, there is a better time for a friendship to bloom. You know?
Yeah. It's like when you meet your significant other, it's like, no, you would not have liked me.
Yeah, because
back
right?
Then.
Yeah,
it's kind of like
no,
that.
No, legit
too.
Though.
Wait,
God's
preparing
us.
Talk about that all the time.
And
like, we're always like, what if we met in high school? What if we met earlier? I'd be like, I don't think you would have liked me. I don't think I would have liked you. Yeah. So it would have not have worked out.
Yeah.
You know? But it, I think the thought of it, though, like what you said, see, like, where have you guys been all my life? Mm-hmm. I think it's funny to think about that because it's like now that we have each other in each other's lives, mm-hmm. it's like, this is so good. Why couldn't we have it this good earlier?
Yeah.
You know?
But those things earlier, like your experiences like before, like Bryce, like those had to happen before you met him.
Oh, yeah.
For you to be who you are today.
He had to go through his experiences. I had to go through mine for us to blend well together.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the three of us and like my other like all our other friends, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. So
like now that we found each other, right? And all these like friendships that we didn't know that we needed and wanted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, why do we put an effort to like
keep why do we them? Keep putting an effort?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After the friendship forms, why continue the friendship?
And what makes us think that we needed it back then, you know?
Yeah, why do we
reflect? What makes it good? What makes it desirable?
I'm just kidding.
It's fine. It's effortless.
Yeah. It's fine.
That's a lot of questions.
I know. Let's retract. What was the first question again?
What was?
I'm just kidding.
What is?
What will be? So the first question was, why do we put in the effort to keep this friendship, to maintain it?
So when I think about if we were to not be friends, like you, I would compare us not being friends to us being friends. I would rather us be friends. It's like a would you rather sort of thing. Like I'd rather continue this relationship. Like I'd rather grow with you than choose not to. You know, it's like seeing two different paths. It's like being friends with Paula and C versus not. I'd rather be friends. That's kind of how I see it.
Because you see growth.
Yeah, I see growth here, but then I see, I don't know, it's like a dead end. I see darkness. I see.
Whoa,
that's a little
love without us?
Yeah.
Darkness.
You guys are a lamp in my life.
Wow, that's beautiful imagery.
Yeah, that's why I would want to continue that relationship, you know, continue to put in the effort to maintain this this friendship. So,
yeah. I like that you mentioned, because there's growth, right? Because what is the purpose of a friendship if there's no growth in there? Like, it's not a virtuous friendship. It's just maybe pleasure or utility.
Mm-hmm.
Right, where you don't grow from it, but once you see yourself growing with certain people in your life, those faithful friends, they become treasure. And when you find treasure, you don't just like drop it.
Yeah.
Right. When you find a box of treasure, you're not just like all right.
You can find a
bigger treasure.
But like this treasure's already like making you like happy. It's helping you grow.
Yeah.
Making you become a better person.
Exactly.
Yeah, and who doesn't want to become a better version of themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Especially at this age, you know, we're always trying to find ways to improve ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we listen to podcasts, read books, read blogs, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you definitely need friends to, like, be a witness to you. Like, for me, you guys are good witnesses. Your Christian joy, like, I see that, and that gives me hope, and it helps me, like, you guys edify me, like, you keep me grounded, and, like, you point me to God in the specific ways that you guys do, just by how you live out the faith, and the way that you talk, right, the things you talk about, the things we talk about.
Yeah,
it's like food for the soul.
Yeah. Like, they're not shallow things, like, we like to talk deep.
Yeah. We're
deep people.
Deep, ocean deep into
things.
That's
where our compatibility is at, like, we...
Yeah. There's very, very, very few people that I would go deep, you know, go into deep conversations with.
Yeah, me too.
And the fact that I want to record a deep conversation.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. Is that a test of friendship? Do I want to record a deep conversation?
Yeah. You meet someone, you talk to them, do I want to record a conversation? conversations.
Does this feel like a podcast?
If it's a no, maybe not. Or I have this other group of friends too, where we like took videos of our trips and we like posted out on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's like friendships that you want to document and kind of you want to show to the world, I guess.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Not like to show off, but like because you're proud of having these people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Like, it's like these. It's like saying these people are a gift from God. Like their thoughts, their heart. It's worth sharing to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like both of you, that your courage to like be out here and speak, you know, about the faith, like gives me courage. Like, I wouldn't be doing this by myself. There's no way.
Yeah, we carry each other.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thank you.
So we have a pillow behind us here. It says, gathered here with grateful hearts.
We are gathered here
with grateful hearts for the friendship that we have.
Thank you for giving me courage.
Aww,
praise God for you guys.
Thank you guys for giving me courage, too.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think I ever would have done a podcast.
Honestly. Yeah, no, yeah.
Let alone record 6 episodes of it. Oh my gosh.
That's kind of crazy.
What is this? Yeah. What is this?
No, but that's the, like, those people who push you to be better, like, get you out of your comfort zone. That's where you grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
With friendships that are, like, based on, like, routine, it's all about comfort. Like, in a sense, how do you grow when, you know, you're doing the same things. Like, sometimes you need to, like, take a risk. Go out of your comfort zone to experience new things so that you can, like, expand your mind. Like, become more wise about, you know, certain things. Like, it's important to step out of your box. And see more of what God has placed before us. 'Cause if we're just, you know, kind of just like sitting back, like like watching the world,
yeah,
you know, go by.
Yeah.
What are
you
doing?
Yeah.
This is not what our purpose is.
Who makes the community?
Yeah.
This leads into the question of like, how do you find virtuous friends?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
how do you find
practical
these people?
Tips in finding friends that actually help you become a better version of yourself, right? Are good influence to you and will look out for you and be loyal and honest and like all those good traits. Like, how do you find those friends?
Sometimes it's like by chance, like based on like circumstances.
You definitely have to go out there. You know, you're not, it's like when people want to find partners in life, but they're just like staying home
yeah.
all the time.
But
right?
Then
and you want to find
technology.
Friends. Yeah, I guess. But you still have to, I mean, like, you still have to put in
the effort
to go out there and meet people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because if I didn't put in the effort to join the Singles for Christ community, I would not have found you guys.
That's
I would
true.
Not have found, you know,
yeah.
other
yeah,
people in my life.
Have
yeah,
that initial
yeah.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I didn't go out to apply for the job that I have right now,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have found my
yeah.
two other close friends.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Right, you have to
go
out put in the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
But yeah, how do you figure out, okay, so yeah, you apply for a job, you join a community. How do you, not everyone is going to be a close friend of yours. Not everyone
mm-hmm.
you're going to express philia towards.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find the ones that you would express philia towards?
I would say, like, a good practical tip is, like, to continue doing the things that you know are good for you. You know what I mean? Like, you go to school, you go to work, you go to mass.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
yeah.
I'll share the story about a friend that I made earlier this year. So, I went to mass one day, and the usher happened to have seated a girl next to me. And I just had this, like, desire to be her friend. Like, I don't know, I couldn't really shake it off. I think it was the Holy Spirit, because honestly, like, as an introvert during this pandemic, like, that can only bring you so far before you you start to crave fellowship. And so
yeah.
it was one of those, like, moments when I just really wanted to be with a friend and to just be outside and, like, go for a walk or something like that. And so that's what popped into my mind. And so after Mass, I, like, had this courage to turn to her and be like, hey, my name is C, like, would you be willing to go for a walk around the block with me?
You just asked someone to go for a walk with you?
Yeah, I asked her.
Oh, wow. Dang.
I know.
Was she alone too?
Yeah,
she was alone too.
And she was like, yes. And I was like, wow, okay.
Wait, what?
I know, yeah. And so she had this, like, presence about her that reminded me of, like, two friends of mine already.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had, like, a really, like, smiley eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had seen her, you'd know that she was a friendly person and she was approachable. We found out we had similar friends from BC.
Oh!
Yeah, so then this was back in April, and then I found out she was getting married in July. I got invited to her wedding, and on her wedding day was the first day that her and her husband saw my face.
Without a mask on.
Yeah.
That's actually so crazy.
Yeah, because the restrictions were lifted at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, like, that's one way to invite a friend.
Yeah, go to mass and ask someone to go for a walk with you after.
Yeah. Honestly, just, like, doing the things that you love to do already.
Yeah.
And you find people who love to do this same
thing. Yeah, you'll find them in the same, someone you're compatible with.
Yeah, exactly. You find that one thing in common, and
that's true.
It becomes virtuous when, you know, you have the faith. It's centered on God, and
mm-hmm.
yeah, you're able to.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, to help each other grow. Yeah,
I love that.
Praise God.
Praise God. I don't know if I would ever. I feel like if I ever had that feeling
mm-hmm.
to like approach someone, I would just keep it in. I don't know if I'd ever have the courage. I mean, I'm sure, like, the Holy Spirit gave you that courage, you know?
Yeah.
To go up and
see. Yeah, it's like, hey. Happened to me. Really?
Maybe not yet. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the most courage I've had to talk to strangers was when I was in university. Because, you know, literally nobody knew anyone.
Mm-hmm.
We were all in the same room together, but nobody knew anyone. No one
mm-hmm.
knew each other. So, I remember I sat beside this girl. And, yeah, I think... Actually, yeah, you're right, see, like, you find someone that looks approachable.
Yeah,
that's right? Cute. Because this girl, it was a class of, like, maybe, I'd say 25 to 30
mm-hmm.
students, like, a typical class. But there's very few people of color in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this girl who also looked Filipino. We're kind of, like, the same height. And I, like... I don't know, I saw her sitting in the front row, I was like, alright, and there's a spot beside her, I just
mm-hmm.
sit beside her, I was like, hey!
Mm-hmm.
She was like, hey! And we just kind of started talking.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what we kind of talked about earlier with kids and how, you know, we're born with that sense of, like, judgment
mm-hmm.
yeah. towards others, and, like, not, like, in a negative way necessarily, but judgment for, like, you know, your safety.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you see someone's face or their physical appearance, and you kind of decide
mm-hmm.
your mind kind of decides whether or not this person is safe
mm-hmm.
type
so
of thing
or not. Yeah,
so yeah it's just one way to find a virtuous friendship is
mm-hmm.
to find someone who for you feels or looks like a safe person
mm-hmm.
yeah to be around.
Well, that makes sense,
right? And it's different for everyone, right?
Yeah,
to me, like, she really stood out because she was, like, the only other Asian in the room, or, like, other Filipino in the room, and that's something that's familiar to me.
Mm.
Right. What else? What are other steps?
When someone invites you to a CLP, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, when someone invites you to a Christian life program, say yes.
Say yes.
Yeah.
Or any like,
any Christian
events
community.
In
yeah.
your parish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, take that leap of faith, because you never know. You'll be surprised.
It's true. Actually.
Mm-hmm. It's not boring.
Yeah. No, literally, that was me. I thought things were so boring. Things
mm-hmm.
like that were so boring.
Yeah.
That's why I avoided it for, like, a big part of my life. But
mm-hmm.
no, it's...
Mm-hmm.
They're actually pretty fun.
Yeah, they are. And then
mm-hmm.
and then that same joy that you experience, it translates into, like, mass and how much more willing you are to, like, sit in mass and actually pay attention. And
mm-hmm.
it just awakens something in you
mm-hmm.
when you are in a group where they're on fire with love for God. Like, it's
yeah.
something in you. It's so contagious.
So
oh, yeah.
contagious.
Something in you awakens, and you're like, your mind is opened, and your eyes are like, wow, like, you can see the world in such a different
yeah.
like, pair of lens.
It's like, I want to feel that peace. I want to feel that joy.
Yeah.
And so it gets you curious.
Yeah, like, what is it about the faith that
yeah.
makes them like this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Yeah. I love that too. Yeah. What am I missing out on? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Those friends are out there. They're waiting to be found.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
Those treasures.
Yeah, to step out and really to be found. Find them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make the effort.
Mm-hmm. So just as an example, there's like two famous saints, Saint Ignatius and Saint Francis of Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
They actually met in college, and in their love for the Lord, Saint Ignatius of Loyola founded the Society of Jesus, so the Jesuits, and Saint Xavier, also a follower of Jesus, volunteered to evangelize in Asia.
Mm.
So that's pretty cool that how like the Lord allowed them to meet, mm-hmm. and from that friendship that's centered on God,
mm-hmm. yeah.
they were able to serve the Lord in like different ways. And like, how beautiful is that? Like, I could be sitting next to two saints right now. Like, me?
What?
You?
Me?
Us?
A saint?
Yeah. So we're all called to be saints, right? Whether or not the church recognizes us,
yes.
humans in heaven are saints.
Yeah.
Right? We're not angels.
Yeah.
So that's, I think that's a common misconception in the secular world, I guess, that when you die, you go to heaven, you become an angel. We're not angels.
Oh, no. Yes, yes.
Actually, I think I always thought that, actually.
Mm. Yeah, no, I hear that a lot.
Angels. Yes, no. Angels are different from humans. So when humans go to heaven, they're saints.
Yeah, because, you hear sense. When people are like, you know, this person died, they're my angel now, they're my
God. Yeah, you know what, it's I always say that, bad. Actually.
It's actually not correct. We are not angels.
Mm-hmm.
We don't become angels. Shout out to our garden angels right now.
Yeah.
They're probably high-fiving each other right now, too.
So Saint Ignatius and Saint Francis, they were able to find virtuous friendship and I'm sure like express philia towards each other. Mm-hmm. And the fact as well that their friendship was based or centered on God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That is serious friendship goals.
Yeah.
Outside of SpongeBob and Patrick. That is like another friendship goal.
Physical.
You know?
Yeah.
Because they served the Lord together.
Yeah.
Like, how beautiful is that?
You know what? I think we're both though. Like, I think we're both SpongeBob and Patrick and St. Ignatius and St. Francis because while we're, you know, making this podcast, like, growing God's kingdom, at the same time, we do, like, laugh together.
Yeah.
Quite a lot.
Silly things and silly adventures.
Yeah. Best of both worlds.
And which is philia, right? Like, it's...
Hannah Montana.
Oh, my God.
Reference.
Back to Hannah Montana. But yeah, like that's philia, like where you just genuine love towards another person. Not a romantic love, but like just caring and not like love because you're family, love because I was born as your daughter or like
mm-hmm.
as your sister or whatever. But we literally chose people, we found people, chose to grow our friendships with them,
mm-hmm.
and we're choosing to love them and care for them,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is, that's so cool.
Yeah. And the fact that, like, St. Francis wasn't supposed to go to Asia, from what I read, someone else was supposed to go.
Oh.
Yeah, but then, I don't know why they weren't able to, but St. Francis was like, no, I'll go. And, like, how supportive is that?
Yeah.
That he would leave the comfort of Spain, right, and go to Asia. Somewhere he's never been, I don't think. And
yeah, that's you getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah,
going
right?
Supporting your friend, willing their good.
Yeah.
Like, what would help my friend right now?
Yeah.
How are we for the kingdom right now? Like, what?
Yeah. Again, like, doing things without question for another person because of love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you have that, like, common goal where you, you know, want to, like, better yourself, grow yourself,
mm-hmm.
Like, get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
When that same goal is there, it's, like, it's nice to have people in your life who have that same vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's that connection. There's that desire to, you know, like, serve the Lord, to, you know, just get through life together. It's
yeah.
Friendships that sail.
Towards heaven.
Yeah. So it's another holy person with lots of good friends. Jesus. Jesus Christ. He had 12 good friends.
The apostles,
yeah. That he journeyed with, went through lots of struggles with. In particular, there's one person that he went through quite a challenge with. You know, the popular, the well-known story of Judas and Jesus, what happened between the two of them. They had a friendship breakup.
Oh, yeah. In a sense, the betrayal.
Because, you know, that's also the reality for a lot of us, right? We find people that we are loyal towards, we care for, we love, we journey with. But you also never really know when or if betrayal will happen. Which sucks. It's hard. But it does happen sometimes. A cause of it could be jealousy. It could be greed, right? It could be selfishness. Like, Judas didn't want to be involved, so he was like, all right, it's him. Like, I'm not part of this. It's him. Take him. You know?
Could be pride. Could be, gossip.
When you said greed, though, I think that was more relatable for Judas because he was in it for the money.
For the coins, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't really about the lifestyle, you know, that Jesus was leading him to live.
All it took was a little, like, here are some coins. Give up your good old friend. Right, which is, again, this is really sad. But it does happen, and...
But that's how you know who's a true friend or not. When, when, like, other things are more valued than your friendship or you, like, that's when you know, okay, we need to cut it.
Boundaries. You gotta set those boundaries.
Episode three.
Set those boundaries. Have you guys gone through, like, situations like that with your friends that you thought were, like, lifetime?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sad.
It is sad.
It hurts. It sucks.
It does. Yeah, because you think you're going to be friends forever, and then all of a sudden, you know, like, this incident happens where, like, either, like, you make a mistake or they do, they hurt you or you hurt them. The harm has been done. Kind of, it's harder to repair. In a sense, like, even though you've put in that effort, it seems like the friendship is going nowhere. So I think when it gets to the point where you've done all you can, you see this person as someone you no longer see yourself growing with, like seeing, like, the two different paths again, like, do I see myself growing with this person? Does this person help me grow, or is it doing more harm than good, in a sense?
You know what I just realized with your imagery? I thought of something else, but it's like, it's a straight path, and it's either going the same path as you, like, going this direction, or are they are they going the opposite direction,
or are they going back
home? Because you gotta leave them if you're going forward and they're going backwards.
You also don't want to go back.
No.
You don't really have a choice, right?
Well, that's another thing, though. Like, I've also seen people who want to go forward, but their comfort zones, like their friends who they feel really safe and comfortable with,
are back.
Even though it's not exactly a healthy and ideal friendship, the friends are going back, so then they're like, all right, I guess I'd rather they look at that would you rather situation, and they're like, I'd rather be with these people and go back than go forward
to what's
with
familiar
myself. Stay with what's familiar,
stay in your comfort
zone,
even though it's not helping you grow.
Then that's definitely no longer a virtuous friendship. That's not philia. right? Because you're not growing. You don't love the person for who they are. You're staying with them for your own comfort, for your own benefit. Mm-hmm. It's no longer you want them to be, you know, you want the best for them. It's just, I feel comfortable here. I feel safe here.
Yeah, like based on
feelings. I want to stay here, yeah. And your own feelings, not even like caring about, you know, wanting a good thing for them.
Yeah, because love is not a feeling.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Love is a verb.
Yeah. Because feelings are temporary. Like, they'll come and go, but love is always going to be there. And love is that, you know, foundational component in a friendship or any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, if the love is there, love helps you grow.
Yeah.
It'll always help you grow. Mm-hmm.
But if it's bringing you backwards, it's not love.
No.
Yeah.
It could be for, like, other, like, intentions. It could be, like, selfish intentions where, you know, friendships of utility, you're just using this person, or friendships of pleasure, or just have fun with this person. It's like they're serving you in a sense. It's not, because love is you serving them, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to help this person? Not how is this person going to benefit me?
And so many things could cause that breakage and that breakup in friendship. Maybe we talked earlier, it could be like gossiping.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Especially when it's more likely to happen when you're in a big group of, you know, big circle of friends. Because it's easier to go behind each other's backs because there's like a lot of other people that don't hear you, but then there's that one person that you can be like, oh, what did you know about this person?
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, this person's going away. Right.
Yeah, that's the thing about gossip. Like, the world, it normalizes gossip. Like, just, like, on social media, right? Like, you know, like, the news, like, oh, breaking news, this actress,
you know,
made out with this, you know, like, it's, there's just a lot of, like, misinformation. It's like, you don't know the whole truth about this person. Like, no one does except for God. Like, you don't know what's going behind the scenes, going on behind the scenes. You don't know what this person's feeling. You don't see the big picture of what this person is going through. So, gossiping, I always want to stay out of it now.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Just, like, leave the room.
Because it's like, how does gossiping help to grow you? Like, I feel like it just makes your heart more rotten.
It's heavy.
It blurs, like, your vision. Like, it clouds it. Like, it clouds your vision of who this person truly is in God's eyes. Like, you know, a person of value. There's a reason why this person exists, right? Like, there's no person in this world that God has not placed on earth for no reason.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, even though, you know, this one person is, whatever, an annoyance, or there's something about them that, you know, bothers you, don't let that cloud your judgment about who this person is and who they can become, because there's more to them than what you see yourself.
There's always beauty in everyone.
Yeah.
Right.
When we were kids, like, bullying is a thing.
Yeah.
But as we grow up to be adults, it's like gossiping.
It's a thing.
It's like a form of bullying.
It's like a behind the scenes. It's like you become more of a coward in a sense because you're doing it behind.
Yeah, instead of like
another person's back. Yeah.
Conversation.
Yeah. Like, whereas kids, it's easy to be like, you're ugly.
Yeah.
Right. But as adults,
both
you say it
bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
It like, just. It just changes with, like, how it's expressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because as adults, you're still, when you're talking bad about somebody in front of a good group of people and that person isn't there, you're still trying to change other people's minds about that person you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're still trying to turn them around against that person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, it's hard to stay away from it now, especially, you know, in the secular world, and honestly, like, even there's a lot of churchgoers who do get involved in a lot of this gossiping and storytelling of other people, right? And it's not healthy, it's not good, but again, nobody's perfect. But as soon as you learn that, hopefully then you realize to stay away from it, you realize to recognize the cues of when it's happening and that you need to either stop it or just avoid it.
Yeah. Yeah, because gossiping is bad fruit.
Yeah.
It's a sin.
Yeah.
Because when you think about, you know, sins, right? They're sins for a reason. It's because they have the potential to hurt another person.
And
yourself as well. And that's not what God intends for us to have in our hearts. He wants us to be fruitful, right? Like he wants us to spread his goodness, to spread love to others, because I mean that's what's just gonna, we're all treasures, right? We're all gifts from above, and I think if we show more love to one another and see each other as valuable and precious and something to treasure or someone to treasure, like I feel like we'd see the world differently, we'd see each other differently, and in a way that God sees us. God's view of us and our view of ourselves, it kind of aligns. Does that make sense?
Yeah, when you get rid of all the bad fruit.
Yeah. You know, like when God says, like, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, my ways are higher than your ways. If we start to see people the way he sees people, it's the world would be better.
How much better would it be? Yeah, so much better. But I wish it was that easy, though. Because, I mean, like, I've definitely had my fair share of, you know, gossiping and going through bullying, being the bully, like when I was younger. You definitely, when you're in that position, you definitely do it out of pride. When I was in sixth grade, the movie Mean Girls was very popular back then. And in the movie they had a burn book, so my friends and I decided, oh, we'll make one too.
It's for the fun.
No one else made a burn book. No one else was talking about making a burn book or anything. But I think we wanted to be ahead of the game because we would rather look down on other people than take the chance of other people looking down on us type of thing. So it's definitely pride. And we got in trouble for it. We got caught.
Yeah.
And then we had to talk about it during, like, circle time during class.
Because,
people got hurt. People found out about it. Yeah. And we were very open about it in the playground. We were like, oh, look at that person over there. They're going to get, like, a 3 out of 10 in the burn book. It was not nice at all. And I've like, you know, I'm not going to lie, I've done other mean things as a child. But in a way, I'm kind of glad I did it earlier in life and I learned what it was like to be in that side of the spectrum as the bully, because it made me realize, like, wow, I do not like this feeling.
Yeah.
I do not want to carry this on for any longer in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was able to realize that early on and stop it early on. But, and, you know, I've also learned the cues of, like, when it's happening, when I'm feeling kind of, like, jealous or, you know, like, or prideful. And it makes me, like, want to be, like, above someone else type of thing.
Yeah.
Right. But, yeah, like, I wish that it was that easy as humans for us to see everyone the way God sees us.
Yeah.
Right.
We can definitely pray about it.
We can, definitely. I mean, nothing's impossible.
Yeah.
Right, but if you're someone that kind of has a hard time with that, just know that, you know,
it's going to take time.
You're human, we're human. As we like to remind you guys in our episodes.
Yeah, we're all imperfect, y'all.
We're not robots.
We're trying to figure it out, too. We're learning in the process.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you've also done similar things, maybe as an adult, you know, you've done things that hurt other people because you were jealous or you were feeling prideful or you were feeling greedy. Mm-hmm. Just know that that isn't who you are. Like, that doesn't define who you are. Like, your mistakes in the past definitely don't define who you are. But yeah, like, if everyone just prayed for, like, clean eyes and clean hearts and souls.
Pure
hearts to see everyone the way we were made to be. That would make the world go round. You know what I mean? Yeah. It would be so nice.
It would be a better place.
It really would.
Mm-hmm. And just to point out, like, these things that break friendships up, like jealousy and gossip, they're sins, right? And they really... that's what they do. They break it up. They pull it apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of making it
whole
in a team. Yeah. Because
it's the enemy's doing, right?
Yeah.
And what the enemy wants to do is break all of us apart.
Yeah, that's his tactics. Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to break
you alone. And...
Yeah, he wants to pull humans away from each other so that we can go to him instead.
Yeah.
Right? He wants us to forget the goodness in other people.
Yeah, because the enemy is against community. He doesn't like that. He doesn't want people to have connections. He doesn't want
philia to exist.
Yeah.
He doesn't want anyone to find treasure or sturdy shelters.
Exactly, yeah.
So, you know, it's not you.
It's the devil.
Yeah. And we should also take responsibility for our actions. Well,
because free will, we have a choice.
Yes, it is our choice still to do those things. But
love is a choice.
It's not...
Don't fall for the enemy's tricks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not what you were made to be, because you were made for goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess with what I experienced in sixth grade, you know, being in that part of the spectrum, being... the one that hurt other people due to my own pride, made me realize that that's not who I want to be. That is not the kind of friend, that is not the kind of person I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that was a pivotal point for me. Like, that was an eye-opening situation. Yeah, I had to get in trouble to realize it, but I'm glad I did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I got called out for it, that what I was doing was wrong and not okay. Because if it wasn't for that, I don't know, maybe I would have had to learn my lesson later on in life.
And then it would cause more damage.
Mm-hmm. Like, where it would have been a lot more impactful.
Yeah.
Right? I'm glad I don't think I impacted anyone directly to an extreme extent. I definitely hurt some feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I at least it was called out early enough before it caused any more damage to anyone, to myself, to other people, to the people I wrote in that book. I'm in a way, I'm glad I learned it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I went through that experience, right? Even though what I did was definitely the enemy's doing, God still brought me out of that situation. Mm-hmm. He was still like, no, that's not what I made you for, child.
Yeah.
Get out of there, Paula, right? That's not for you.
Can you imagine if you made, like, the opposite book? Like, instead of a burn book, it would be, like, I don't know.
What's the opposite of burn?
What is the opposite of burn?
Freeze.
freeze book. Yeah, cool.
Like,
freeze.
A cool book. Cool book with cool people. And then like you rated them like, oh my god, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10. And then you put like all their strengths and like how much
positive things.
Like you probably would have made like a million friends after making that book.
Oh, definitely.
Aww. Yeah.
But my mind was not there in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was corrupted.
Oh yeah.
100%. Yeah, me too. I also had an experience in junior high when me and a friend, we were talking about another friend in the washroom, and we were talking bad about her, and it turns out she was in one of the stalls in the washroom, and she heard everything that we said, and then she comes out of the stall, goes to wash her hands. Washing hands is very important, especially nowadays. Actually, you know what? I'm separate.
Side note.
Side note. From a nurse.
Or two.
But yeah, just the fact that you know, we hurt someone because of the things that we said. Like, it felt very, like, I mean, I felt so bad.
Yeah.
Because, like, after, like, seeing, you know, this person, like, cry her eyes out, and as she, like, leaves the washroom, like, you can see the hurt in her eyes, and it really made, like, it's, like, tattooed, like, in my brain. Like, I will never forget that moment. And whenever I find myself in a situation where, you know, there's that chance to talk bad about someone, like, I always think back to that moment in junior mm-hmm. high. It's, like, if I do this, it's not gonna benefit me in any way. Like, it's
yeah.
it's not gonna help grow me. Like, there's no point in gossiping about this person or saying something bad if it's not gonna add to the situation or, like, add to the friendship or relationship. Like, there's no point.
Yeah. And it doesn't help you grow.
No.
Mm. And if it doesn't help you grow,
it's gotta go.
Ooh, I like that.
If it doesn't help you grow, it's gotta go.
Whoa. Guys.
Quote of the episode. So, I like it.
I like Ooh. That too.
So to wrap up this episode, I know it's been a while that we've sent you guys off with a challenge. So for this episode, our challenge to you guys who are listening and watching is to send a thank you message to the friends in your life, your faithful friends in your life, mm. who have helped you grow closer to God, your treasures, your sturdy mm-hmm. shelters, the ones that you express filia towards. Mm-hmm. Say thank you to them. Send them a quick thank yeah. you message or give them a call. Just say, hey,
yeah,
thank
yeah.
you for being you.
Say thank you to the true ones, mm-hmm. the real ones.
The SpongeBob to your Patrick,
mm-hmm.
the Saint Francis
to your Arthur,
or vice versa, whichever works.
The Saint to your Nicole to your Paul.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode of us going over philia, in other words, brotherly love or friendship type of love. Please keep watching or stay tuned for our last episode in the series of the four types of love. It's going to be an agape, which is, oh, I don't even know. There's a lot to be said about that yeah. one. So keep your eyes peeled for that and your ears peeled for that. Is that a thing? Please follow us on our Instagram at Ocean Deep Podcast. We're also on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. So please, yeah, continue to follow and support us. We're praying for you. Please continue to pray for us. And we also have a Q&A on our Instagram. There is a link tree there. So mm-hmm. please just click on that and then you'll find out how to send a question.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you guys, honestly.
Questions, feedback.
Yes. Anything. Really.
Comments.
Comments. It's anonymous, so mm-hmm. don't you worry about it. All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you
for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.